Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But man, I by the grace of God, I was able to make a decision based on what God had put in my heart, and I did it, and I did it against all odds, and those are some of the greatest decisions I've ever made in my life. And there are some of you sitting there that God has given you direction. You've blown it off thinking, well, that's what I want to do, but I don't know what God wants to do. Are you seeking God with all of your heart? Do you love God first and foremost? Are you really delighting yourself in the Lord? If you are, then you ought to take those desires as being from God. Now, there's more to it than this. There's some timing to it. Like, for instance, one of the things that I'm dealing with right now, I've always, always, always had a desire for something, but I've been rejecting it because, number one, it's just bigger than what I am. So I've put it off. And yet, it just persists. It persists. And it was just 6 months ago that I got to thinking, if this was anything else, and if the desire persisted, I'd take that as being the will of God. And it just dawned on my lightning fast mind that I've done everything I can to rebuke this thing, and it has persisted for 30 years. And you know what? I'm just about to the point of accepting that this is something that God wants me to do. But it is huge, and it's not the right time. I know that because right now I've got so many other things I'm doing. I can't divert finances and do anything else. And so I'm about to embrace it and say, yes, God, you want me to do this, but it's not time. And that may be the same with some of you. You may have something that is really a desire in your heart, but maybe you aren't ready. Maybe you need to be prepared. Maybe there's steps to be taken, but at least embrace the thing and start moving your boat in that direction so that the Holy Ghost can bear witness. You know, the Lord told me that night I made that decision. He said, if you make a decision and get into faith, even if you make the wrong decision, but if you're in faith, I'm pleased with that. I can bless a mistake in faith more than I can bless doing nothing because of fear. I'm convinced that if I was to make a decision, but if I did it with a pure heart, really stretching out and saying, God, I'm going to do something. It's like those lepers that were at the gate of Samaria and say, how long are we going to sit here until we die? If we stay here, we're going to die. If we go into the city, we're going to die from the famine. Let's go out to the enemy. And all the least they can do, the most they can do is kill us. Amen. They went out there and man, they were the ones who saw the great deliverance, got their belly full, got all of the gold they could carry, and they became the heroes that delivered the whole city of Samaria because they finally just got up and said, we're going to do something. Brothers and sisters, there are some of you, and I'm not saying this to hurt you, I'm saying it to help you, but there are some of you that are doing a job because it's just the way that it happened. You hate it. You're miserable. You don't like it. You dread the thought of being in this for all of your life. You're going to come to the end of your life and look at it and think, is this all that there is? All you've done is just keep food on the table, and even though that's good, you aren't fulfilled, you aren't satisfied. If you had your desires, you'd go do this. This is what you've always desired to do. You got a dream in your heart, and yet you've been afraid to step out because somebody didn't agree with it, because you couldn't understand how it could work or whatever. And there are many of you in here that one of the reasons you can't maintain joy and victory is because you don't have, you aren't doing what God called you to do. And the Holy Spirit has given you a holy dissatisfaction with your life. He's trying to stir you up and let you know that there's something more than getting up, going to work, coming home, watching TV, going to bed, getting up, going to work, coming home, watching TV, and going to bed. There's more to life than just doing that. You ought to be doing something that is satisfying, something that, man, gives you satisfaction. Your life should be counting for something. You'd like to think that if you live and die and you're gone, that somebody's going to miss you. That your life counted for something. And yet some people, and again I'm saying this in love, some of you are occupying space. You're just breathing air that somebody else could breathe. You aren't doing anything that's contributing to somebody else. You aren't fulfilled. You haven't found God's purpose. If this is a typical group of people I could ask, and I guarantee you 80% of most of the Christians that come to my meetings when I minister something along these lines, and I say, how many of you know for sure what God's called you to do? It's less than 20%. 80% will say, I don't have a clue if I'm doing what God told me to do. And yet God is faithful to tell every one of us. God is putting desires in our heart. There are impressions. There's things that we want to do, but we're afraid to do it. We're afraid to step out. You know what? This isn't a dress rehearsal. It's not like we're practicing for the real thing. This is it. The clock's ticking. Every moment that you live is a moment that you'll never have again. You haven't got time to be wasting your time and wondering about what you're supposed to be doing. What is it that God's put in your heart? Go for it. You know, I can say that, man, I am going. I haven't obtained everything, but I am headed in the direction of everything that God has put in my heart. There's not a thing that God's led me to do that I'm not in the process of moving that direction. I'm doing everything that I know to do. And man, it's a tremendously satisfying thing. You know, I went to a place and ministered to some people, and I came out and I was talking to the secretary in there. And she said, who are you? And I went up first to her and I said, I don't recognize you as one of the employees. I come here every year and I hadn't seen you. You must be new. And she said, yeah, this is my first. I've only been here a couple of weeks. And she said, who are you? And I said, I'm a preacher. And I was speaking to all the rest of the employees and you weren't back there. I said, why didn't you come back there? And she says, you're a preacher? And I said, yeah. And she said, this is God. And I said, what do you mean? She said, last night, she was a Korean lady. And she said, last night I was praying to Buddha and I just realized that this isn't it. And she said, God, I know that there is a God, but I don't think Buddha's it. Whoever you are, would you reveal yourself? And she said, this ball of light came up in front of me. And it just stood there and she said, I knew it was God. And she said, I heard a voice saying, I'll send you a man tomorrow morning that'll tell you who I am. And she said, you must be him. And I said, I'm him. That's me. Amen. And I tell you what, not only did I get to lead this lady to the Lord, but can you imagine how that makes you feel to think, man, I was right on time. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Boy, that's exciting to know that you are exactly where God wants you to be. And there's some of you that don't have that joy in your life. You're just like a pinball just bouncing around off a... You know, you got fired from this and so you put out a resume and this one picked you and so you go there and you don't know why you're doing what you're doing. You aren't in control. You're sitting in the back seat and this car's just driving itself. You don't know where it's going. Man, there's a better way of living than that. God's got a purpose for your life. And I'm telling you that God has spoken to every one of you, but it's not necessarily in an audible voice. It's not in a vision. It's not in a dream. It's just a still, small voice. God giving you the desires of your heart, letting the peace of God rule, and many of us are missing it. I tell you, if we would just start yielding to the Holy Spirit has a perfect plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God's got a purpose for every one of you. Every one of you. He's got a life that if you don't feel like your life is one of the best around, that you wouldn't trade with anybody, then you know what? You probably aren't doing what God told you to do. Because when you get into what God's called you to do, there is a satisfaction and a peace that goes with it that is supernatural. And there are some of you that are praying for that, but you're never going to get it until you start following the leading of the Lord. You can't sit there and just resist what God is leading you to do and yet still experience His supernatural peace and satisfaction that comes by knowing you're in the center of His will. I don't believe that God put this on my heart for everybody who didn't come tonight. Somebody's thinking, oh man, I know somebody that needs to hear this. I wish my wife was here. I wish my so. You know what? I bet you that the people sitting right here need to hear this. I bet you that there's some of you that if you would just take this one thing I said tonight and say, if there was no restrictions, if I didn't fear failure, if I didn't fear criticism, if I didn't fear finances, if I didn't have problems with am I capable of this or whatever, if you were just to remove all restraints, what is it that you would do if there was no restrictions on you? Some of you know exactly what you do. Others, you're just a blank because you've never really sought the direction of the Lord. You need to change that around and get to a place to where you are seeking to know God. And I guarantee you, if you will delight yourself in the Lord, if you will put God first, He'll change your desires. One of the ways that God leads you is when you're in a certain place. Like I've been pastoring a church and I loved pastoring churches. But then all of a sudden, I mean just instantly, boom, God took that out of my heart. I remember when I was in Sigaville, Texas, I was going to die in Sigaville, Texas. I was going to win those people to the Lord or I was going to die trying. And everybody told me, shake the dust off of your feet. But I just loved those people. I prayed for them. I was into it with all of my heart. And one day while I was praying, it changed. I looked out the window and I thought, this is the dippiest place on the face of the earth. What am I doing in Sigaville, Texas? And I thought, man, get out of here. And I prayed for 2 or 3 hours and I was just guaranteed, I just was certain God told me to leave. And the Lord even gave me a date, said November the 1st, you got to be out of Sigaville, Texas. So I went home to tell Jamie. I didn't know how I was going to break this news to her, but that was like 2 months away. And I said, I was going to tell her we had to be out on November the 1st. And I got home. And when I got home, there was a for sale sign in our yard. We were renting a house. And I went in and I asked Jamie, I said, what happened? She said, the landlords came over and said, we got to be out of here by November the 1st. I thought, you know what? I believe this is God. Amen. But that's the way that God, if the Lord hadn't changed my desires, I would have been devastated and heartbroken. But one of the ways that God gets you ready for change is that something you just loved, all of a sudden you don't love it anymore. He changes the desires of your heart. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand this. This is really simple. But it just takes faith.
Be right. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day that we'll be offering this product, so please respond today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.
I know that the Lord has touched many of you today, and you're just beginning to come alive, that you know what, there's more than just this physical, emotional existence, that there's a spirit being, and you've felt some life through this, and you just, you know, it's a help, but there's so much more, and you don't know exactly where to go. You know, I'd like to encourage you to get these materials, but as you call in, I'd really like to encourage you to ask someone just to pray and agree with you for revelation of this, that this would become reality. We have some wonderful people answering the phones. I mean, I get compliments on them all the time. They're mature Christians that will be able to help you. So call and request the materials, but also ask them for prayer.